My name is Martin Amos, and I'm a reader in novel computation at MMU. Well, it started actually when ASA came along to a public event that we were organising as part of a completely different project, the Nano-InfoBio project, and we organised a synthetic biology event with speakers from the US. And after the event had finished, ASA came and collared me really and said, we really need to do some work on DIY bio. And I wasn't entirely clear on what DIY bio was at the time. I mean, my day job is synthetic biology and I run a synthetic biology project. But I wasn't overly familiar with DIY bio, the real amateur side of things. So he filled me in, and then we realised that the Wellcome Trust offered funding for community projects such as this. So we applied for some money and we were lucky enough to get it. So really the creative drive was all coming from ASA, but I think we provided, at MMU, we provided the infrastructure and the way of, the route for the money to come and the organisational structure and so on. But it's really been a genuine collaboration. So DIY Bio, it's an international movement, really. It's basically a group of people who believe that biology shouldn't be the preserve of industrial labs and universities, and that because biology is going to be really one of the key technologies of the 21st century. I mean, biology affects, the integration of biology and computer science and engineering and chemistry is really going to define a lot of the important questions of the 21st century. If you think about energy and health, and the spread of GM food and GM organisms in general, I think it's a very important convergence. And we believe that it shouldn't necessarily be the preserve of industry and university labs. So DIY Bio is effectively taking biology, putting it in the hands of amateurs, and saying, see what you can do. The Beacon Award is great because, it acknowledges the good work that's been done primarily by partners at the MAD Lab and also by some very committed colleagues at MMU who've very generously given up their time for free. But what it will allow us to do is actually construct a how-to manual, how to build your own lab technical guide that we will then be able to have professionally produced and distributed to other labs other groups who want to do the same thing. I think that's the next step for DIY Bio Manchester is to try to look beyond the Northern Quarter and try to see how we can really establish ourselves as a national leader. And with that obviously comes funding.